thought it possible for Lola's cheeks to get any pinker. I would have lost that bet. Sorry, she says, offering me a sheepish smile from behind the cupboard door. You've got to be sick to death of us, but I'm about to leave for LA, and you are not apologizing because you've got a gorgeous, sweet Australian guy banging you senseless, I tell her, and stand to rinse out my bowl. I'd give you more shit if you weren't hitting that daily. Sometimes it feels like driving all the way to his place takes forever. Lola closes the cupboard door and stares off, contemplating. That is insane. We are insane. I tried to convince him to stay, I tell her. I'm leaving for the day and have work tonight. You two could have had the place to yourselves. You're working again tonight? Lola fills her glass and props a hip against the counter. You've closed every night this week. I shrug. Fred needed someone and the extra hours don't hurt. I dry my bowl and reach to put it away. Don't you have panels to finish anyway? I do, but I'd love to hang out. You're always at the beach or working. And you've got a fuck-hot boyfriend and a blazing career, I say. Lola is probably the busiest person I know. When she isn't editing her new graphic novel,